Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. A new locally recorded book is available on digital cartridge, along with several books that have recently been converted to cartridge. To order, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the number of the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard or visit http://nlsbard.loc.gov.
Newly recorded, Yaki Gold. Authors Clint Walker and Kirby Jonas. CLINTWALKER. KIRBYJONAS. Adult Fiction. Read by Don Evans. DBC 00903. Published in 2003. Length 11 hours 39 minutes. He had more enemies than any man had a right to. Too many enemies and too few friends. And the friends were nowhere to be found. If Sam Coffey lived to crawl out of the Mexican desert, it would be nothing short of a miracle. Some strong language, this book was recently recorded in the production studio of the Idaho Talking Book Service. Converted from analog to digital. Country editor. Author, Grace Eddington Jordan. GRACE EDINGTON JORDAN. Adult Fiction. Read by Marianne Stevens. DBC 07324. Published in 1976. Length 11 hours 40 minutes. Charles Campbell had arrived at a belief that a country newspaper, if honest and reflective, could influence local and state politics. Charles Campbell's life was to be influenced far more than he expected by a young woman arriving from Ohio on this June day in 1899. For high school and adult readers, this title has recently been converted to cartridge. The following books are some favorites of our TBS customer service representatives. Is Idaho in Iowa? The Dumbfounding Confusion. Author Tim Woodward, TimWoodWard. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Edith Bond. DBC 07406. Published in 1992. Length 1 hour 57 minutes. Why a book about Iowa, Idaho? With respects to people who climb mountains, because it's there. Mix-ups between these two states are so common as to be almost unbelievable, which is why it seemed reasonable to document some of the confusion and get it between covers. Believe it, it's real. As Long as Life, authors Mary Kanaga Rowland and F. A. Loomis, MaryKanagaRowland, FALOOMIS. Adult Nonfiction, read by Jean Alzola, DBC 07328. Published in 1994. Length 7 hours 14 minutes. The Memoirs of a Frontier Woman Doctor. Outlaw Tales of Idaho. True stories of the Gem State's most infamous crooks, culprits, and cutthroats. Author Randy Stapilus. RANDY STAPILUS. Adult Nonfiction, read by Amy Dryden. DBC 00827, published in 2008. Length 3 hours 43 minutes. Massacres, mayhem, and mischief fill the pages of this tale, which takes you on a ride with horse thieves and cattle rustlers, and stagecoach and train robbers. Prepare to duck the bullets of murderers, plot strategies with con artists, and hiss at lawmen turned outlaws. This tale is a refreshing new perspective on some of the Rocky Mountains' most infamous reprobates. On the Trail of Bronco Billy, authors Sandra D. Kreshner and Bonnie J. Fitzpatrick. SANDRADEEKRESHNER. BONNIEJFITZPATRICK. Adult Nonfiction, read by Kathy Rebar. DBC 00800, published 2011. Length 6 hours 5 minutes. In 1980, Clint Eastwood and a film crew came to Idaho's Treasure Valley to film the movie Bronco Billy. Many local Idahoans were hired as extras or provided services to the film crew. More than 30 years later, some of their cherished memories were captured in the pages of this book. 100 Years, Idaho and Its Parks. Author, Rick Just, RICKJUST. Adult Nonfiction, read by Lynn McCollum and Janice Pori. DBC 00887, published in 2008. Length 10 hours 1 minute. This book celebrates 100 years of state parks in Idaho and captures what makes each park special for high school and adult readers.